Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, with the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
What a Wednesday it will be. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Knicks, that's what I'm looking for, baby. Nice and tidy, 140 points, blowout, not even competitive. Some of us watched Team USA advance yesterday. Some of us did not watch Team USA advance yesterday. We got Stump Rothenberg at 6:45. It's the reason Rick gets out of bed on the Wednesday. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. What a day yesterday for us. Me, you, Raymond, what a day.
Yeah, yes, for others, true patriotic Americans, I agree, exactly. Yes.
Exactly right. Some of us had our jerseys on, some of us were waving flags, celebration, others were doing other stuff.
Other stuff.
Asking questions.
What question did you ask? So now, RJ, we can say where you were yesterday, right?
I believe that's right.
Okay. And if not, well, we'll blame you. So yesterday you went to a big sit-down interview with the captain, Derek Jeter. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
And you got to go up and ask a question. Is that true?
That's also true.
What question did you ask? Was it worth it?
I don't know if I can reveal such things.
Why can't you?
We were sworn to secrecy. I could be fired.
So let me see if I have this straight, because you promised us on the show yesterday that you would be watching the USA game as this Jeter event went on. That's what you told us, right?
I alluded to such.
Yeah. Is that the way it took place?
I watched the first half live.
RJ, you're skirting the issue here. You watched the first half live. How about the second half?
He's Derek Jeter!
Huh?
I had to watch the second half on record.
RJ.
You're mentally weak.
Why?
It was very, very strict. No phones were even allowed to be taken out. And I might not be sitting here with you today had I done such.
You're unbelievable.
Did you get a gift basket when you left?
I did not. Listen.
That's unfortunate.
When the rules are laid out and Jeter walks in with Michael and Jimmy Pitaro, the president of the company, is like three rows ahead of me and they're very strict about the phones, you don't take your phone out.
But why didn't you say something to the effect of the Team USA is in the midst of a huge game to move on in the World Cup? I'm not going to be recording. I just want to watch the game.
So I was not the only one. There were numerous people around me. We were all actually there when the goal was scored. So it was a fun little moment with, you know, other ESPN
other people. ESPN people that you had no idea who they were, right?
That's right. But We bonded. We mm-hmm. shared a moment.
Right.
Nice man named Matt came up to me, loves the show.
How did they know who you were?
After I asked my question.
Did you say, now let me see if I have this now, Rick. Did you say RJ Santillo, DiPietro and Rothenberg?
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Didn't say my name at all.
Wow. An anonymous quiz. They just knew who you were.
So then let's get back to the point. How did this gentleman know that it was you?
Just by my voice.
Just by voice?
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad, but he came up, said loves the show, lives on Long Island, listens every day.
Really?
Yeah. But anyways, so yes, I did not watch live. I feel bad about it. But let's be honest, worked out nicely for me. It worked out really nicely.
Yeah, but that's not the point at all. The point is, you, who claim to be the biggest soccer fan on the show, and maybe the biggest soccer fan at the station now that Andrew Gunling has left, you're a fraud soccer fan.
Listen, I'll take that. I'm not going to argue with you. Once okay. A moment, I traded it for a moment that I don't know that I'll get again. So,
right. See, had you had, but here, see, this is what we have to, in the show, we'll never do it because we don't do anything like this, but if we had any swag, you'd have your what would Touch Dave do bracelet on, and in that moment, you would suggest to everybody, I think we need to have a tea. If we're being honest with each other, and we're
true
patriots.
Where do you work at ESPN? It is the biggest soccer moment we have had in this country in how many years, RJ? How could they not have a television on when this thing is taking place?
So they actually had a projector behind
Michael
and Derek that they used to show highlights of Derek. And I floated to the guy next to me. I just said, is it crazy to throw the old match on up behind him?
Would you have more respect for Derek if Derek was like, you know what we should do right now? We should have, everyone listen to me, but we should have the game going on behind me.
100%.
That would have been a great moment.
It would have been his biggest conquering ever.
I was very, very nervous because I could feel my phone vibrating, different texts, things like that, and you don't know what those texts are about, and it was troubling. Because
you laugh, Rick, and you say, what would Touch Dave do, which is nasty, by the way. Nasty.
I think people would buy the bracelets. I'm telling you right now. I think people would buy the bracelets.
So what would it be? What would T-D-D?
Yeah. What would Touch Dave do? That's catchy.
I don't think that's nice, though.
It's catchy, though.
It is catchy. So we should produce these bracelets, which will never happen, but we should, in theory, discuss that we should produce these bracelets.
Yeah, right. That's right.
and you know exactly what Touch Dave would do.
Exactly.
Right. Touch Dave would do one of three things. Either go nowhere near the event, either go to the event and demand a TV be put on, or go to the event and say, to hell with all of you, I don't care what you say, I'm watching the game. One of those three things is exactly what Touch Dave would do.
Yeah. So who is that person for you, though? Because Jeter, for me, is my favorite athlete ever.
Ever.
So who is that?
I'm almost hurt by that, RJ. That hurts.
You're second.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you ran into Lawrence Taylor in a bathroom stall, but I guess if you take that moment away and you never met him, is Lawrence Taylor your guy? Is that it?
Lawrence Taylor's absolutely my guy. But if you tell me I can have a sit down with Lawrence Taylor, with me and hundreds of others, where I have a chance to ask a question during the biggest Giants game in years, what do you think I would choose?
No, but the U.S. men's national team, I love following them. They are not even on they're not even on my top four of teams I follow.
You said you would sacrifice a Niners victory on Sunday for a win yesterday by Team USA.
It's all relative.
That's an excellent point he just made, though, RJ.
No, that's
an excellent point.
It's all relative. It's bargaining. The Niners, I think, can overcome a loss to the Dolphins on Sunday. The U.S. men's national team, we have to wait four more years, and this World Cup would have been a failure had they drawn or lost.
Well, you wouldn't have known that was taking place because you were just ensconced in Derek Jeter.
How about this? Buffalo Sabres Eastern Conference Finals. I can't give you a Stanley Cup. Just they get there, and you don't know what happens.
Game seven. Yep.
Toss up, or we win the World Cup.
Wow. Because you're pitting literally my individual interests against a country's interests.
How about this? Same scenario yesterday. Buffalo Sabres playing Game 7 Eastern Conference Finals, and this Jeter event is taking place.
I'd have to skip it.
Then you'd skip it.
It's all about, yes, what the match means, what the game means.
So it's fair to say that this whole Fugazi thing you put on that you love Team USA is just not accurate.
I do love them, and I watched the first half. But had they lost, here's my rationale. Had they lost or drawn, I would have been disappointed anyway. Then I would have been even more upset at myself that I didn't go to the event. If it worked out the way it did, which was like yesterday, they win. I got to watch the first half. I saw the only goal live. Watch the second half, and I get to watch Saturday. It really worked out.
Saturday, we're going to have a watch party during my show.
And we can hear you even during breaks, which will be nice.
That's accurate. By the way, we got a very nasty tweet about you, RJ. Very nasty.
Why?
Why did I get it? I guess people are annoyed that you sacrificed Team USA.
Well.
says.
I will say, though, he won. I mean, the way he describes it, he did win, though, because he did see the only goal they won, and he got to ask a question to his
But he didn't know. Do you know what it's like to not watch a game live and have that stress going on, and then your phone is going crazy in your pocket, you don't know what's happening or why it's buzzing a million times?
He's Derek Jeter!
What is your mean tweet? I know you're dying to read it.
No, I wasn't going to. I just was going to say I got a mean tweet. But now that you brought me down that road.
And now that it's your fault, yeah, he'll read it.
And this is not from me, but since you asked, I guess, well, let me find it. Let me find it now, because I giggled a little bit. When
this might be a first, though, nasty RJ tweet. Everyone loves RJ.
Loved, I think.
RJ, did you stand up in your seat to raise your hand so they could see you? Or
well, that's what it was.
Oh, was it?
Michael made that joke yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I heard when RJ asked that he had a question that they asked him to stand up, and then Michael K. said, can you stand up again?
Oh.
I hope they at least attributed that to Michael. He said it at 4:30 yesterday.
Oh, that was his joke?
At least attribute it when you're going to just...
So they ripped it off from Michael.
Theft it from the Kaster.
So Kaster, who you say is your guy, he's taking shots at your height yesterday also.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why is that okay?
Because he helped me out yesterday. Me and Jeets had a moment. He could have. There were only so many questions that could be asked. Kane Kaster did a great job.
Oh, of course. Look at you slobbering.
Listen, 10 out of 10. He's one of the great interviewers of our time.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't even really like you anymore because you left his show. And
have you heard how nasty he is about you?
I'm being objective. It was a great interview.
It's amazing. It really is. It's the power of Michael, though. I'm telling you. That's why I love him.
You guys are also infatuated by him.
He's a great man.
It's awesome.
He's a great man. He's a great patriot.
Oh, no, listen, no. I mean, he didn't watch the soccer game either, but I mean, we're just saying he's terrific at what he does.
And maybe it's you.
Accept it.
Maybe it's you, Diff.
What's me?
I don't know.
Maybe you're the problem.
Yeah.
What problem? Why is there a problem?
I don't have a problem.
Nobody seems to have a problem. I do have a problem with RJ. RJ's fandom takes a tremendous... Like, I question everything RJ does moving forward after yesterday's result.
I think that's a bit much.
If that's Game 7, he'd have his Buffalo Sabres, he'd have his Tage Thompson jersey on.
You know what? I don't know. You think you know a guy. The thing I can't get over is the fact that we work at ESPN. Is it fair to say it was a seminal moment in American sports history? Like, being serious.
It was a big moment.
It was a huge moment in USA sports history, and they not only did they not put the game on, you weren't even allowed to watch it on your phone.
Listen, I'm not going after Jimmy Pitaro, okay?
Well, in all fairness, though, it is not an ESPN vehicle.
That's right. I mean, so hockey didn't
exist. If that game's on ESPN, there's no way the Jeter event takes place.
It would be in the background. Hockey didn't exist for a decade. Now it's back.
Hockey's back. And that Rick covers hockey again. Congratulations.
Where'd it go for 10 years?
All right, so that was an exciting game yesterday, though, that RJ didn't watch.
Well, it was a great game.
Very exciting.
A little sketchy there at the end, but yeah, we did. I mean, we did exactly what we needed to do, get the win. Now we're off to the round of 16, baby.
Round of 16. Now we play the Netherlands or Holland or however you want to refer to the country as.
Yeah, RJ will be watching. Otherwise, RJ's off the show.
We should all get together. Dave.
I can't. I have to work.
Call in sick.
No. Because when I have a duty or a responsibility, I follow through on it.
Is that
true? Unlike you, who just willy-nilly, oh, a good Derek Jeter. Let's go to that.
Is that true? I can think of an event earlier this year where you went missing.
I didn't go missing. Mm. I just went.
I see.
He's a man of his word. I'll be here for this, and then I'm out.
I said I'm going for this, and then I'm leaving. And you guys all, sure you are. No, you won't. I don't think that's happening. I went for that, and then I left.
You weaseled your way out.
Wasn't a weasel.
You fled on foot.
I told you I wasn't going
to
stay.
I think we all got a firsthand glimpse of the extent Dave is willing to go to get his way.
I'll stop at nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I will stop at nothing to get my way.
We know.
Yeah,
we know.
No one ever questioned. You were in the kitchen with the guy making the cake during my wedding. We know.
The cake
was
made.
Disrespectful.
All right, you want to hear from Taylor Twellman? He's a big soccer guy. He's on ESPN. He had a lot to say after Team USA. He said Pulisic. Is that right? Pulisic? Did I say it properly, RJ? Thank you. He deserved this moment.
Christian Pulisic was part of that group that failed to qualify in 2018. He deserved this moment. He was fantastic off the ball. He was a predator trying to find in between the lines with Iran. And this finish to put your body on the line, we all dream about this moment in the backyard of just scoring the goal that puts your country through. He put his body literally and figuratively on the line. And you can make an argument he was the best player in the first 45.
And they scored two goals so far in three games, and he is involved in both goals. He scored, one and assisted on the other.
Yep. Yeah, I had a crossbar. Yeah, he's awesome.
He is good. Team Luckily is good.
It's just a pelvic contusion. So he'll be ready to go, he said.
Good. He came out of that game.
Of course he did. Yeah, he could barely walk, man. I mean, it didn't look great. I mean, he's down for a while. The big question will be whether or not Sargent can play.
So you really know what's happening. Sargent is an attack guy.
Yeah, he it looked like his knee. Originally, I thought it was his ankle, but then it looked like it might be his knee, which is not great.
So you're dialed in on Saturday morning, right?
Yes.
So you're gonna have a great scenario. You're gonna have my show on in the background, and then the soccer on in the foreground.
Probably, yeah. That's probably how it'll work.
RJ, will you be attending some kind of a supermarket sweep or something Saturday morning?
I don't know why you got to do this.
Can we beat the Netherlands? Here's one more from Taylor Twellman.
There are multiple ways that you can try to get rid of the pain, but we are talking about not Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball and breathing. We're talking about a player that has to run on average 7 to 9 miles a game. Yes, they can beat the Netherlands. Absolutely 100%. They need Christian Pulisic. However, we haven't seen Giovanni Reyna other than 8 minutes against England. FIFA came into this tournament, guys, listing the top 10 players under the age of 23. Giovanni Reyna of the United States of America was listed third, and we've seen him for 8 minutes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like we should see him more. People seem to be all bothered by that, but they win, they move on.
Well, how are you going to see him now, though?
I don't know. Well, they can't play him on Saturday?
We said that before the game yesterday. Like, that it would be nice to see him because he's so talented, and they still have, I mean, he's played 8 minutes.
What is Berhalter? He just must not like him.
I don't know, or just as he has his lineup he likes. It's worked. They haven't lost. You have two draws and a win.
Right.
So he's like, why would I mess with it? But I don't know. I mean, team is young, really young. There's some really good players, though, man. I mean, watching some of those guys, that Musa kid from New York City kid, I mean, he is awesome.
Yeah, he's good. Way is good. And a real local flavor, too.
It does have a nice local flavor, doesn't it?
Which is just wonderful. It really is. It's exciting. You know what's nice for me? I don't know if you feel like this. Like, I care, and had they lost yesterday, I wouldn't be happy. But it's one of those few moments in sports, for me at least, that I care. I watched the game. I was into it. If they would have lost, all right, I would have watched the Knicks, and it wouldn't have bothered me at all. I don't get a lot of that.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of that. I would have been disappointed, though.
I would have been disappointed, too, but it wouldn't have affected me at all.
No, not emotionally the way everything else does. No.
Right.
Because then you had followed up by the Knicks just taking care of business.
A good day.
Get right. Get right game.
It was a good sports day.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg, letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So Sherry's entire family is from the Netherlands. So we kind of have a little house divided here.
Oh, a little battle.
Yeah.
You should make a wager.
No, I don't gamble.
Well, I'm not talking about not financial. I'm saying like some other stuff maybe.
Oh, look at you. Your mind's always in the gutter, isn't it?
No, I just think it benefits both people. No one really loses. Spice things up a little bit.
Spice things up a little bit. What do you have in mind?
Why wear pants?
I think you probably know, but
I'm naked right now.
Whatever you like.
Just get naked.
USA wins. Maybe you throw on an LT jersey. And that's
maybe
it.
Like a whipped cream bikini.
Whatever you like.
Let's go!
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe God bless you. Slather yourself up in some...
Why? Why did you even play that there? That didn't even make sense there.
God bless you.
Woo-hoo, over here!
I told you, it's not funny, RJ. I got a real problem with that. You know that I have a condition.
What, well, you have a condition?
I have that sneezing condition.
Yeah.
I have a sneezing condition, actually. I need sex. I need sex. You know what my sneezing condition is? I don't know if yours is the same.
During sex?
No. When I look at the sun, I sneeze.
What?
Yeah.
You should be checked out.
No.
What is that? What even is that?
You know what? Because you're bad people. And not only that, you're not overly bright. There is an actual condition where if you look at the sun and it gets in your eyes, you sneeze. Look it up. So, and when you look it up, apologize.
Oh, what are you, a vampire?
That's insane.
Look it up.
Can I ask you a question?
No. I want you to look it up. Live on air. Type it in. Are sneezing when looking at sun. Go ahead. I'll wait. Sneezing while looking at sun. Not only is it a real thing.
So it's called a photic sneeze reflex. Photic means light, so it literally means the reflex that makes light causes a sneeze.
That's right.
So, can I ask you this? My question now.
Now, do you believe it's a real thing?
I guess so.
Okay.
Why are you staring directly at the sun?
Well, not staring at the sun, but I go outside.
Could you imagine being Dave's neighbor? You walk outside, there's a man staring at the sun, sneezing.
I have to be so literal with you, right? If I am around the sun and it's very bright, I now sneeze. And I'm not the only one that has this thing. Yes. And the fact that you dumbasses sit here like, oh my God, this is so funny, is embarrassing to you.
Why are you so angry about this?
Because I have a disease and you guys mock it.
You're mad at the sun.
I don't think anyone mocked it. We're all just surprised that it's a thing that exists.
Oh, you the sun is at it. You happen to glance at it. You sneeze. Oh, that's so funny.
It sounds like it's a psychological thing.
RJ, you know who Dave is, though, RJ, and his name.
Psychological? Right? It's a legitimate thing, you dummy.
I didn't say it's not legitimate. I said
it's not psychological.
I don't know how light is making you sneeze.
Listen, I can't explain it. It's a real thing.
RJ, you know who Dave is in his neighborhood, though? Dave is the guy that walks around in his suit. Dave's that guy.
You know what? You guys have just set the record. I'm done.
That's 24 minutes. That's about right.
You quit earlier than this.
I don't like this show. I never even asked to be on the show at this time. I'm done. I am done.
Oh, look, there's Dave again staring at the sun.
I mean, if you want to get technical, I don't think any of us asked for the show at this time.
Yeah. Well, at least I have a woman. All right.
Oh, he's in a mood.
I'm annoyed because I share.
What? Why is this?
I share. I have a disease.
Why is this the thing that sets you off, though?
Because I share with you guys that I have an ailment. I have a real legitimate disease, and you guys mock it.
Disease is a bit strong.
It's a real issue, though.
You can call it a condition. I think that might be a little bit of a stretch to call it a condition. Yeah. I don't think you can call it a disease.
Yeah, wear some sunglasses. I mean, oh yeah, did you just sneeze? You don't go into anaphylactic shock, you sneeze.
You don't know what happens to me. You know what? Kenny in Jersey, he gets me. Kenny, I love you, and I'd like you to co-host the show with me. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? I can't believe, I didn't even know that was like a real thing. I thought it was just me.
No.
I didn't know that was a real thing that everybody else, but yeah, it happens to me also.
Maybe every you guys should start a support group.
Maybe we should.
There's
maybe
more of us than you know.
About it and have you know, cake and tea over it or something. I don't know, but yeah, it does exist.
Dave will bring munchkins.
Maybe.
Oh, RJ would bring munchkins.
But Dave, you don't have to get so angry. They didn't understand. It's not like everybody got that. It's not like everybody does it. So it does sound
weird. I understand. But if they met this with the, oh, I've never heard of that before, Kenny, I wouldn't have had such a vitriolic response.
That was
response.
Literally the reaction,
no,
though.
No, it was you laughed at me. I mean, it's so, like when Rick breaks a hip, which could happen at any moment, do we, oh, that's so funny. That's so hysterical. No. We said, oh, Rick, really? You hurt yourself again? When he stubs his toe every night, he gets out of bed and goes to the bathroom. Do we laugh? Do we mock? No. We sit here in support, but not when it's me.
There's no correlation.
Well,
I actually feel worse for Kenny. Kenny, I feel bad for you. Dave, not so much. I feel bad for you, Kenny. I support you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough when you're at the beach or something like that, and, you know, every now and then you just sneeze, and if you don't control it, you know, you might absolutely make a mess with the sneeze. So, because it just hits you. It doesn't, like, it's not like that feeling you get when you get ready to sneeze, when you know, okay, one, two, three, I'm getting ready to sneeze. It's like, boom, you start sneezing. Boom.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. I just got a text from someone at the station saying the sensation of sneezing when you see the sun is called the photic sneeze reflex. Photic means light.
Wait, so it literally means that.
You know what? Shut up. So it literally means the reflex that makes light cause a sneeze. Some scientists have given it another name, the autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome, or ACHU for short, happens to me and my son. Boom.
Well, it's Boom. With it, obviously.
You don't know who it is, and I'm not exactly revealing that.
It's very detailed at the end.
Very detailed. I mean, who's your buddy? Bill Nye, the science guy? I mean, we have to break it down like that?
You know what? It's a real thing. I have an ailment, and you find it to be funny.
Don't yell at me. I didn't laugh.
What? You all laughed.
It was RJ and Raymond that laughed. Not me. I was very supportive.
Oh, yeah. Very supportive.
Oh, you want me to start a group for you? I'll bring it.
No.
I mean, we got coffee.
No, I don't want a mockery. I want to be with like-minded people. That's what I want. I want to be with people that watch important sports games when they take place live. I want to be with people that understand if you have a real autonomic issue that they're supportive of you. That's what I want. I want to be with like-minded people, not nasty, you know, vicious animals.
I don't think you need to get this crazy about it.
Ridiculous.
Maybe you move somewhere where there's no sun. Maybe you go to Seattle. Nice. Could be like Edward Cullen and then Twilight. Be a vampire.
See? This is the last
It's a sneeze. Will you relax, okay? It's a sneeze.
You know what? You ever drive? So all of a sudden sneeze? You're in traffic? You don't know what happens.
You've gotten, you're almost 50.
Yeah, I am almost 50.
Found a way to deal with it.
You know what? Because I'm a professional, that's why.
Yeah, clearly. Since you quit the show at that 5:24, you're a real professional.
Yeah, because you never quit the show.
I've never, not one time.
Oh, no, never.
I might.
Oh, no. You want me to bring back old text? Is that what you want? Huh?
That was, when I sent that text, that was true, that text.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
All right, so we have this is amazing to say, a lot of soccer calls lined up. You might need to carry the weight here because I don't know how good I'll be, but you want to take some soccer calls?
I think we have to, yeah. People are fired up.
Because they're patriotic, because they care. Unlike some people.
Because some people were dialed in.
Some people were dialed in. Some people were not. And we leave it at that. Let's go. Ray, can you please stop with this?
He loves it. I mean, he can't get enough of it.
Why? Why are you so obsessed with that drop?
It brings it back to his childhood, man. It's all those memories.
That's actually the new one. That's the call of the goal from yesterday.
They all sound exactly the same.
Oh. Wow.
What do you mean? It's the same call. It's a man screaming
exactly
goal.
This one lasts for almost 40 seconds.
How does he? Do you think he does like exercises to be able to just yell for that long?
I think it's a gift. I mean, it's
why don't you try?
Things.
How long do you think you could do it for?
Way more than 40 seconds, I go.
You think you could yell goal for more than 40 seconds?
Probably. No,
go ahead.
Probably not. 40 seconds is a long time.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to do it.
I'll talk to the call. You give me in the background the goal.
I'm gonna have to catch some breath here for a second.
See, that's my point.
Yeah, but I don't do it all the time. It's not my job. Like I don't walk.
But his
like,
job is not to be breathless and say goal for 45 seconds.
Well, yeah, it is. It's his thing. It's like when Michael Kay says, you know, to see ya. That's his home run call. This is his goal call.
So this is a man that is putting his health in peril to give us an appropriate call.
Yeah, it's like when you go out in the sun. Apparently,
it's you.
God bless you.
You wonder why I sneeze.
You're risking it going out in the sun.
You know what? You don't know what I have to get through every
listen,
day. The hurdles I have to get over. Forget it. You know what? Let's just do sports.
Listen,
and we might not do Stump Rothenberg today at 6:45.
It's you.
God bless you. Listen, Ben and Alex.
Do you know
what I battle through every day for you kids?
I should
be in the sun right now.
Matt in Queens. Matt, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Listen, with the soccer, the reason, you know, what made the game really great, I mean, a lot of things. You know, it's a lot like hockey. You know, shoot the puck, score that goal. You know, kick the ball at the goal. There's too much of not kicking the ball at the goal, too many passes. You know, get the ball going to the goal. You get some action, man. You get a rebound. Anything can happen. I mean, I understand when, you know, if the goalie catches the ball, you've got to go back on defense. You may not want to do that, but it makes the game much more exciting. I'll tell you what also made the game more exciting, because I'm not really up on this, but I'm hanging out with a guy that knows all this stuff. You know, it wasn't just that the USA needed a win. They needed England to beat Wales.
No, they didn't.
No, they did because if Wales would have won, the US wouldn't have advanced.
No, that's not true. You're wrong, Matt. You're calling up.
Wales lost.
Wales had a loss, so that's inaccurate.
No, that's what I mean.
Wales already had
a loss going into that game. Apologize. Matt, apologize.
All right, I guess you're right. Okay, so I really don't know. All right, so you're right. Okay, but the point is, shoot that ball, man. Kick that ball at the goal. That's the thing we want to see.
Right.
Get the ball
kick
going to the goal.
Kick that ball at that goal.
Can I say one other thing real quick?
No, you can't.
Yes, Matt, please.
No, hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Don't you dare, Art. No, don't you.
He's gone.
Santiago, you are.
No,
it's
he calls
you,
this
Santiago.
Nonsensical
wasn't even
analysis.
That wasn't even
it's me.
It's me
and you.
Do not even. It was not even me.
What if someone from the national team is listening to that call and wants some strategy?
The only way I would feel bad if he said, "Can I just say one more thing?" and someone broke into his home and was going to take him, and we never heard from him again.
Why?
If it was another soccer point, I don't know that it would have even been right.
Why does your mind go right to?
Well, because you're trying to make me feel badly.
This is the Dahmer guy. He's his future.
And I shouldn't feel badly.
You.
The guy called. He's like, you know what makes it so amazing is you had to. I mean, he's probably focused on the Wales game. Like, all right, come on, England, please, dear God, do us a solid when the game was irrelevant.
Well, at least he's enjoying himself,
I guess. But he's like Mr. Magoo, walking through life not knowing what's going on.
And now you're going to insult the guy. Yeah, I mean, 2 seconds ago you were concerned that he was getting abducted, and now you're taking shots.
No, I wasn't concerned that he was getting abducted. I said the only way I'd feel bad if we hung up on him like we did is if he's like, wait, one more thing. Someone broke into my home, called the police.
he was kind of calm for that one, though. Hey, guys, but one more thing. Rather than call 911, I figured I'd call you guys.
Right. I was hoping you'd pick up. I think I heard something downstairs.
911 was busy, so I called you guys.
He's back. You want to hear him again?
No,
exactly. All right, Ronnie in Elmont. Ronnie, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Oh, good morning, guys. I've been listening to you guys for such a long time, and this is the first time I'm calling you guys. And it's pretty much because you're talking about soccer.
That's what we do. We're very well-rounded show, Ronnie. Very well-rounded.
Yeah. Well, my main two sports are hockey and soccer, and you guys don't ever really speak about any of them, so
Well, here's the thing, Ronnie. Here's a little secret, Ronnie. Here's a little secret. I would like nothing more than to talk about hockey. So if you ever feel like you just want to call somebody that can talk hockey, just pick up the phone and call. We'll talk about it. If people are interested about it, we'll talk about it. I mean, we're sitting here talking about soccer, aren't we?
We sure are.
Yeah,
when the Rangers went on their run Ronnie, when the Rangers went on
randomly,
their magical run last year, how much hockey did we talk?
That's true, but it's the Rangers, so I don't really care about the Rangers.
Well, okay, now you're going to pick
the Islanders? Ronnie, tell me Islanders. Tell me Islanders.
I live right across.
He lives
right
in Elmont.
The oh, I love
it. I live right across the street from the arena. I walk there pretty much every game. It's amazing.
So you should sell parking spots in your driveway.
Well, where I live is like a, it's like a good 15-minute walk, so they don't really come towards my block. You know, I'm like at the end of Hempstead Turnpike. So
you said across. The street. Right, what do you got, Ronnie? What's your USA
plan? Anyway, you know, it's actually funny because the first time I started listening to you guys was, I don't know if you remember, but I think you had Twelman on when Canty was still on the show 4 years
ago.
I
wasn't on the show at that point, if that happened.
No, well, it was when USA didn't make the World Cup.
Yeah,
and you had somebody on. I forgot who it was, but you had somebody on.
It was probably Twelman.
Speaking about soccer. I think it was Twelman.
It was probably Twelman.
And, yeah, and then we were just, I was like flipping to the radio stations. I was listening to you guys. And ever since that day, I listened to you guys religiously every single day.
Nice. So non-stop. Soccer brought you to us.
Yeah, basically. Nice. And like I didn't really have interest in any other sports until I started listening to you guys. You know, now I pay attention to football and basketball.
Who's
and
your
baseball
football
a lot
team?
More than I used to.
Who do you root for in football now?
I'm going to have to say I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, that's a good
I love Ronnie.
Decision.
Ronnie,
good
I love you, man.
I am a Mets fan, though, Dave, so we got that in there common at least.
There you go.
Listen, and a Knicks fan, but
appreciate it. If you're an NFL free agent and you choose the Jets over the Giants, that's on you. Like, there's just no helping you.
Listen, we're changing how people feel about us.
You are.
High expectations.
I will tell you.
Some of us care about making the playoffs, others don't.
That's not true.
It's true. I mean,
that's not true.
Too, and then, no one's disappointed if you don't make the playoffs.
Well, first of all, you
embarrassing.
Are. You're embarrassing.
I had to listen to Don LeGrecki yesterday.
You're putting words in everyone's mouth. Nobody said they wouldn't be
disappointed. I'll put anything I want in your mouth. How about that?
How about keep it away from my mouth? How about that?
He'll take it. You'll like it.
I'm not taking it.
I'll do it in the sun, too.
What? Oh, I'll sneeze.
Hey, well, that's maybe I like that.
God bless you.
Sneeze together.
Let's go to Hot Take Johnny in the car. Hi, Hot Take Johnny.
Good morning, gentlemen. Big shout out to the company. So I've been watching the World Cup since they played in the U.S. in 1990, and there's a clear difference in offensive talent of this youth that has not been there before. The individual one-on-one talent, that's never something the U.S. really has possessed, and it's really promising for the future. I think it gives us a chance to win this game coming up, and it's really exciting for just the future of this team that they could compete, really compete on the world stage. Because other years, they thought maybe they could win a game here or there, but it's really just defensively hold and maybe get a lucky goal here or there. But the possession in the offensive zone last night or yesterday afternoon, consistently in the first half with a couple chances or more than a couple, it was really exciting to see, and I think it bodes really well for the future of USA soccer. It's exciting.
It feels thanks for the call. It feels like we are clearly heading in the right direction. Serious question now. Serious question. If all of our elite athletes, like they do in other countries, soccer was their primary sport, do you think
we would
be
dominant?
A world power in soccer?
Yes, we would be dominant.
You think we'd be Brazil?
Oh, we would be dominant. Yeah, but if we had, so if all our most talented athletes,
Micah Parsons,
all of them,
and
soccer,
yes, you name them, LeBron James,
and we actually we put the same kind of resources into developing that
correct.
Talent, yeah, we would be dominant.
Because if you think about it, every kid, it's their first sport.
Well, not only that though. I mean, when I was over in Germany. And soccer is huge in Germany, right? But they would identify kids at a young age, and they would handpick those kids, and those kids would go all the way up through the development.
Right, and it's also the one sport they care the most about in this country. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Where does it rank?
Yeah, but that's not even really something that we do. Necessarily here. Like I got handpicked to go play in the U.S. program and then develop through for 2 years and then went on from there. But it's like I don't even know what the age is, but it's like if I went to like my son's team, he's 7, 8 years old, and I just started handpicking the best kids and put them and brought them to to an
academy.
Well,
they have a little bit of that now, right?
Yeah, I think we have some of that, but that's all that they did. I don't like that because
we have IMG Academy. We have, like, Red Bulls have an academy, so there's a little bit. But you're right; it's not the same as other
countries.
It's
not to the same extent.
No,
I mean they're trying to do it, but it's not to the same extent.
Not to the same extent.
But I was going to ask you this question because you're around kids' sports all the time. I mean, not just soccer though. I noticed this in general with sports, like the amount of like how talented young kids are now. I don't know if it's because they're so specialized in one sport or they're always, I mean, they have private lessons and everything else, but the skill level is definitely much higher.
Of like the good, like I've seen just, you know, like rec league stuff, which is awful.
No, I mean upper echelon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have some phenomenal athletes. Well, they're specialized. I mean, they it's different when you were a kid because you were like doing things all the time, right? And like doing things for your sport all the time. But there was no, like my kids now, they have like special training for these things. Like we didn't have that when I was a kid.
No, I played every sport. I played baseball, soccer. I played everything. So I didn't really specialize in one sport. I mean, I would go to a goalie camp, but I wasn't like all year round just playing hockey.
Like they are now, I mean, private lessons, that didn't happen when I was a kid.
I got kids on the ice. I have kids on my team that are on the ice 7 days a week, sometimes twice a day.
Right. I mean, that did not happen.
No. I tell the parents I don't like it. I would prefer the kids get a little bit of a break so they don't get burnt out and they play multiple sports because I think every sport adds. Like, I think the reason why I was so good, like, my glove was good was because I played so much baseball.
I'm sure it was. RJ says your stories are boring and we should get back to the calls.
Was that even a story, though?
Well, RJ, did you not pop into my ear and say, get back to the calls? Please get back to the calls.
I said we should take a call. I did not say.
And why do you think? I mean, he's in the midst of a story. I was enjoying it. Why do you think that happened?
Nobody takes liberties like you do.
Yeah, I did not say. I did not say I hate the stories. I said we should take a call verbatim.
No.
Yes.
If that is accurate. But if you were enjoying the story and thought it was good radio, you wouldn't have popped into my ear and said, take a call.
I'm looking one step ahead. I'm trying to give you the playbook, the roadmap of where we're going.
And the roadmap was you were not enjoying what he was saying.
Here's the thing. I don't think RJ's earned the right to be given to be looking a step ahead here after what was his performance yesterday. Dizzy?
No.
Embarrass yourself.
I played my hand perfectly.
You embarrassed yourself.
Perfectly.
In the show.
I mean, the fact that you're such a rule follower. You can't have your phone out. And you were like, okay, I wouldn't have my phone out. I would have had my phone. I mean, there's no way I wouldn't have watched a game of that magnitude.
Jimmy Pitaro would have. You wouldn't even be sitting here.
I've watched games in Temple.
You'd have been fired.
I think that's the risk you have to take.
I don't think that's right.
Or Nick in Parsippany. I was just told by another person, take a call. RJ is now boring everybody.
Who? Who's that person?
No one. Nick in Parsippany. Good morning, Nick.
Oh, you have a problem.
Hey, good morning, guys. Actually, I just discovered your show about 2 weeks or so ago. And you guys are hilarious. I absolutely love it because I work overnights now and I get off at 5. So keep it up. Great show.
Thank you. We do the show for you, Nick. It's for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, Dave, I was actually, as I'm driving, I'm trying to find a way where I can relate it to you because it sounds like you're not a big soccer guy. So I was looking at actually the Giants' schedule remaining. So they have 6 games. So think about their odds of getting to 10 wins. I would say that that's about the equivalent odds of the United States beating the Netherlands this weekend.
Okay.
It might not be the best equivalent, but I think that it's one that you might understand.
I think the Giants have I don't know that I expect it, but a real chance to get to 10.
Yeah, and the reason why I use that analogy is because the USA is ranked 16th, which is very high, and Netherlands is ranked 8th. So, again, fair shot. I'd probably give it about 30%. But one thing I will say on a side note is if the United States doesn't qualify win this Saturday, continue to watch because if you don't know about Messi and Ronaldo and how good they are, think Bird and Magic just that much more. The two greatest of all time, and you have to watch it because you'll never see it again.
Did I see this, by the way, Nick? That Messi is coming to Inter Miami?
It is a possibility. There's a lot of rumor, speculation, but David Beckham has some pull. You know, he might do it, and plus, you know, that's kind of the old thing is, you know, these stars, once they're in their late 30s, that eventually they'll come, but who knows? I mean, he's still performing at such a high level, so I would be surprised if he did, to be honest.
All right. Well, we appreciate the phone call. I like that they give me like an analogy that is on my wavelength that I can understand.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. I mean, that's a guy who's that dialed into soccer. He's trying to dummy it down for you a little bit.
Right, but I'm not pretending that I'm a soccer expert. Like,
you know what he's done, though? He's exposed you, though. He exposed
how so?
You. Because what you just said, oh, I think they could get to 10 wins, but I wouldn't be disappointed. I never said that.
I mean, why not take my words and twist them into a verbal
RJ,
pretzel?
Did he not just say that, RJ?
I said what you just said. I never said I wouldn't be disappointed. I said I wouldn't look at the season as a failure.
Embarrassment
is what I said.
Yeah,
so don't turn to RJ to corroborate your ridiculousness.
Do you understand how big Messi would be if he came and played in Miami?
That'd be great.
Like, he's already huge. Like, no, like anyone that's watched soccer knows who Ronaldo and Messi are, I would imagine. But you give him a little piece of the team. Hey, come over and play. I mean,
Ronaldo
how big that
is
would be.
Very, very handsome.
I feel like Tom Brady is getting better looking as he gets older. Ronaldo, not so much.
Yeah, I don't agree with you on Brady. I thought Brady was, and I think
I think he'll get back to it, though. I think the whole
like
divorce
thing.
He
looks gaunt to me.
I think the divorce thing took a lot out of. Did you hear Tannenbaum, by the way, yesterday on
no.
Get Up? A
no.
savage?
What did he do?
RJ, get Tannenbaum on the phone, would you please?
What did he do?
They were talking about Brady, like the Bucks and how disappointing the loss was or whatever it was. And they mentioned Brady.
Loss.
And then he said something. Greeny said it was like so long, like Brady was young at the time. And then Tannenbaum out of nowhere goes, and married still. Like just
but
out of nowhere.
Was he being nasty?
No, it's funny. It was funny, but it was just it's too soon, I think.
No, I think people's relationships are kind of off limits, no?
When you saw it was.
That doesn't, yeah. Mike should be better than that.
It was, I didn't realize he was that much of a savage.
Yeah, that's aggressive. Aaron in the car. Hi, Aaron. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, company. Good morning, America. How we doing?
Good morning, Team USA. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, guys. What a moment for USA Soccer yesterday. RJ, I'm a little disappointed you missed it, but, you know, talk about that later. Yeah, it was a great match. Definitely worried going into it. I'm a casual soccer fan. I'll watch, you know, matches here and there. A buddy of mine actually coaches soccer, so I kind of lean on him for a lot of like the insight and stuff like that. But Saturday's probably the biggest match that they've had. Oh God, I mean in my lifetime probably. But I just wanted to apologize to you, Dave, on the air because I'm actually not going to be listening to your morning show for the first time in a very long time.
Well,
I'm going to a viewing party. I'm going to a viewing party for the soccer match.
No, that's absurd.
I respect that, Aaron.
No, what you do is you go to the viewing party, you mute the game, and you put my show over the loudspeaker so people can have the best of both worlds. That's what you do.
Well, do you think that the other 50 people I'm going to be watching the game with are going to appreciate that?
No. I do.
There's no chance.
Absolutely, I do.
They'd be bored.
You don't think as Team USA, and listen, you don't know it's going to be an exciting game. It could be a slogfest. You don't think as that first half is going on, a little Stump Rothenberg would fit perfectly with that viewing party?
I mean, maybe during the intermission. I mean, how's your soccer goal call? Yeah, you have one ready, locked and loaded?
No, I don't, but I'm an off-the-cuff kind of guy.
Have you seen him kick a soccer ball? Of course he doesn't have a soccer goal call.
Oh, that was good.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys.
Well, I hate you.
Love you, Aaron. You're the best.
Goodbye, Aaron.
Enjoy your party.
You stupid
party. You
said
you hate him.
Yeah, that's right. Because Rick told a nasty joke, and Aaron thought it was like Bill Cosby.
Doesn't sound like.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Doesn't sound like Aaron's the one that's you should be
when
mad
people
at
refer
here.
To you, who does Rick remind you of most? It's Bill Cosby.
Oh my.
Okay.
Oh, God. Dump that. Please dump that.
Dump you.
What is RJ? We have to have a talk during the break, man.
Good. You guys get your little talk in.
I can't be trusted.
This season marks the 50th. Because I'm annoyed at you.
So say that. Does that mean, are you serious?
I'm annoyed at you. I don't know that you're the good guy you proclaim to be.
You shouldn't have posted the video of yourself kicking the soccer ball then.
You know how many millions of views that thing got?
Yeah, I know. Well, how's that show doing?
Oh, it ended.
Okay.
But we still have the websites in case we bring it back.
All right. Well, you let me know. I watch it.
No, I'm not letting you know anything. You're dead to me.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.